Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we will know more about 27 Times Cinema Initiative, and to do that, we are joined by Georgi Georgiev.
That's somewhat correct, yes.
Okay, thank you.
It's a difficult name to pronounce.
Who is the Bulgarian ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema? So, welcome to Fred.
Great to have me, I guess.
So, first of all, tell us more about this European project, and why did you decide to apply for 27 Times Cinema?
Well, even from the very beginning, it looked like a great opportunity to meet some people, do some networking, enjoy new films that nobody has seen beforehand, sort of going into a film without any expectation, any previous opinion read, or basically without any sort of biases, which was a very interesting part of the experience as a whole. I've very much enjoyed myself. I'm sad that it's coming to an end very soon. And I think it was a lovely idea, initiative, organization, everything, honestly.
I've read from your profile that Inception by Christopher Nolan is one of the one of your favorite films.
I wouldn't classify it as that exactly.
Okay.
I mean, it's an extremely important film for me, mm-hmm. having being one of the first ones that actually got me into thinking of film as a serious art form, I guess you could say. I was very young when I watched it back in cinemas, mm-hmm. 10 years old, and was just a very new, interesting and exciting experience. And nowadays, I don't see it as I don't see it as a favorite of mine, but I still feel it holds up as a genuinely great action film.
One of the first that make.
Yes, well, at 10 years old, it's a bit different mm-hmm. from now.
And so that kind of film, that film maybe introduce yourself in the world of cinema?
Yes, I would classify as that, yes.
And what do you like the most from this film?
Well, watching it nowadays, I enjoyed the spectacle very much. I feel like, again, it's a very tightly and very impressively constructed action film. But remembering how I felt about it when I was 10 years old again, it was mind-blowing. Something more ambitious than basically anything else I had seen up until that point, and something that told a non-linear story, which was very new to me back then. And something that really made me emotionally and intellectually engage with the film.
There was a film. Well, we are at the end of the Mostra.
Yes.
So I know that you cannot speak about the films that you have to judge as
we
juror.
Already judged them actually.
Yes,
today.
I know. Yes, but you can. We cannot
okay,
speak about it.
Good to know.
But thinking about other films. Did you watch other films during the most, I suppose?
I did, yes.
There was a film that engaged you or remembers you the feelings that Inception makes you when you were 10.
I sort of had that with one of the Venice classics mm-hmm. Selection, Ucho, or actually in its original Czech language, Ucho, mm-hmm. I think, The Ear. It's a film from 1969, 1970 that was banned from by the Soviet Union and released after it collapsed in 1990. And that was such a unique, interesting, and in general just extremely impressive experience that was rewarding, again, both emotionally and intellectually. So in that sense, I guess that would be the one.
Talking about the situation of independent films in your country, what do you think about it?
Well, we're very much underdeveloped in a lot of ways, and actually having the opportunity to speak to a lot of people from different countries in the EU, that opinion of mine is even further cemented, because talking to somebody from Denmark, for example, the industry is just completely incomparable, sadly. And I'm saying that as a negative in our country. We've moved a lot closer to TV production and in general into creating television series that span an frankly insane amount of running time. We a lot of our TV series produce around 50-ish, almost 1 hour episodes each year, and that is just a schedule that's honestly not... It's basically impossible to maintain a certain kind of standard and quality when you have to produce this amount of time. But it's all about ad space and everything else. It's extremely less focused on any sort of artistic intent and just producing content, basically, in Bulgaria. And that makes me sad, but oh well.
And moving back to Venice, what were your expectations for this experience, and what did you learn?
My expectations were very much met. I expected to meet a lot of lovely, nice, open-minded, interesting people, and that happened. I also expected to watch some new, intense, unique films, and that was also something that I think I did.
So, thank you, Georgi, for sharing your experience as Bulgarian ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.